Good afternoon, friends. You're listening to EBC Radio 1170 AM, Aapki Choice. And I am your host, Alka. And today I have a very, very special guest today in the studio. And we are going to be speaking to Dr. Pavan Gundavaram. And he is an hematologist, oncologist at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital, Rahway. And Dr. Pavan Gundavaram is a board-certified hematologist, oncologist, who specializes in gastrointestinal cancers, lung cancers, and hematologic malignancies. He received his education and training at Jawaharlal Nehru Medical College, Rajiv Gandhi University of Health Sciences in India. He completed his residency at John H. Stroger Hospital of Cook County in Chicago and his fellowship at Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx. He is a member of the Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health Medical Group and affiliated with Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital, Rahway, and Clara Mars Medical Center in Belleville. He is a member of the American Society of Clinical Oncology, the American Society of Hematology, and the American Society for Blood and Marrow Transplantation. With that, I would like to welcome Dr. Gundavaram on EBC Radio. A very warm welcome, Doctor. How are you doing?
Thank you, Alka. Thank you for the kind introduction.
Well, you have achieved so much and have done such a great service to the community. You deserve all that, and we should be spelling it out as much possible to our audience, you know.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Sure, Doctor. I know cancer is such a big word, and, you know, everybody, when they hear this word in the family or friends or something, you just get shocked and as if your life gets on hold. So I'm so proud of your service. So why is it important for men and women to understand the importance of early detection of colon cancer?
Any cancer, if you detect early, it saves lives, actually. So especially colon cancer, we have seen that the incidence of colon cancer has gone up in the younger population, which is less than 50 years of age in the last decade or so. So younger people are getting colon cancers now. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very important to screen patients or people at early age, which so that we can pick up early cancers, especially the precancerous polyps, which can be easily removed if you do the proper screening colonoscopy, which can be easily removed, and we can take care of them before they turn into cancer. Cancer, again, the incidence has gone up in the last decade. So I think it's very critical we do the screening. Mm-hmm. With the COVID pandemic also, we had a drop in the colonoscopies, screening colonoscopies, by approximately 90% because of the risk of COVID and also with the centers not doing much colonoscopies. They're catering to the hospital emergency cases only. Mm-hmm. So that also has translated, like, several colonoscopies were put on hold, and I think all those are adding up, like several missed cases. Mm-hmm. I think that will add up to the deaths also over the next decade. All the missed cases can add up to the deaths also. So I think it's very important because most of the cancer deaths are related to non-screening.
Yeah.
So if you screen properly, we can prevent all the early, we can prevent cancers from developing. And also, as I said, 1 in 3 Americans are not up to date with their colon cancer screening, actually. So that's okay. Very, very, very treatable at early stage and highly preventable disease.
So, Doctor, what age should individuals begin screening for colon cancer?
So, usually 45 is the new 50 now. So, usually last year, like a few years ago, it was 50 years of age. Now it's 45. So, for average healthy patient with no family history or no history of personal history of polyps or cancers, we recommend to start at age 45.
Mm-hmm.
And then follow up every 10 years if it's normal based on the findings.
Okay.
If there's any family history, obviously we do it at age 40, and then based on the findings again, then we do a follow-up in either 10 or 5. If they have polyps, we would do it sooner.
Okay. So can you talk about the prevalence of colon cancer in the South Asian population?
Prevalence of colon cancer is actually less in the Southeast Asians compared to the other parts of the world. But Southeast Asians in America, United States, I guess the incidence is higher because of the of the diet changes, westernization of the diet, the smoking, the alcohol consumption, eating less fiber, which is like less fruits and vegetables,
mm-hmm.
consuming more red meats and processed meats, along with obesity and lack of physical activity has caused the incidence to go up, especially in U.S. and higher income countries. We are seeing an increased incidence of colon cancer. Even though it's like the third most common cancer, it is the second most common cause of death in our cancer patients, actually. So
the best way is to keep getting screening done on time, see their general physicians, and, you know, follow the instructions from your regular...
Right. Whoever is eligible for screening, they should go for screening. I know with the COVID, again, I was telling you, all the backlogs are there. But there are several times they can do a stool test. If they're not able to get a colonoscopy done, they should go for the stool test at least.
Okay.
The blood test, they detect the blood in the stool. And that also, if it's positive, then go for a colonoscopy from then. Okay. And that's an at-home test. They can easily do that from home.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to leave the home and it's at their own privacy. So I think that would be a good start if they're not able to reach or get a colonoscopy sooner after age 45. I think a stool test would be ideal also, so that we can pick up early cases.
Okay, that is good to know. So listeners, you are listening to Dr. Gundavaram, and he's a gastrointestinal cancers, including colon cancer specialist. So we are speaking to him, and he's from Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital, Rahway. So doctor, now what makes Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital, Rahway, the right choice for cancer care? Is it the expertise, the access to advanced treatment options, such as clinical trials, or is it both?
I would say both, because Rahway is like a great community hospital which has served the Union County for more than 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in place, and we have excellent resources which utilize the entire Robert Johnson, like the Rutgers Cancer Institute program. We utilize their services effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And patients usually like staying close to home during their treatments, and receiving treatments at their trusted healthcare facility makes a big difference in the outcomes also. The community access and state-of-the-art precision medicine, including diagnostics. We have therapeutics with advanced cancer surgical treatments.
Mm-hmm.
I think it enables the patient to know that they're getting the best treatment at home, close to home.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, why should listeners seek cancer care at an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center like Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey in partnership with Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital, Rahway?
Listeners should understand that advancement of medicine and cancer relies on research and clinical trials.
Mm-hmm.
And having an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center like Rutgers, this is on the top of the list in New Jersey in terms of advancement of cancer treatment. So I think everyone should want the best when they're seeking cancer care, and having treatments at Robert Johnson Barnabas Health, I think is one of the best in New Jersey with the designation and also the care we provide here.
Okay. Well, doctor, really, really great information you have given to our listeners. And can you just educate a little bit more to our listeners, like how can they keep themselves, you know, preventive and don't go towards heading towards the getting cancer?
Yeah, I think I would start, if anybody's over 45 or over, start with early screening. At least if you get one screening done, at least you can set yourself mind that you have gone through the initial test and everything comes out fine, then you're fine, at least for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And start with a healthy diet, again, with anything, right? And any hypertension, diabetes, cholesterol, healthy diet is important. So I think healthy diet also makes a difference for colon cancer,
mm-hmm.
especially more fruits, more vegetables, more fiber, more physical activity in terms of if you're going to the gym or exercising or walking or running, whichever works.
Mm-hmm.
I think getting all those, sticking less to the to alcohol or smoking and eating more fiber or like consuming less red meat is very crucial in terms of preventing some of these cancers.
Well, I hear you, and I hear so many other doctors that exercise, healthy diet.
Right.
These two
for any medical condition, exercise,
yeah.
A healthy diet is crucial.
Crucial. So we all have to really watch that and be very, very aggressive towards to make sure in your really plans that exercise is must.
Yeah.
How much you recommend? Like how 30 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour? What is recommended?
I think I think if you're a beginner, I would say at least 30 minutes of walking or three times a week should be good. Mm-hmm. And then I think from there you can start and go and build on that. I think, and we see actually patients who have exercised or they tolerate the treatments better too. Actually, they're active, they have less fatigue from their treatment. So I think even preventing is a crucial thing. But even after cancer, I think we encourage patients to be physically active, irrespective of their chemotherapy schedules. I think being active plays a big role in how well they do.
Very true. So I think everybody should make the New Year's resolution now. If not today or tomorrow, they should make a resolution for New Year's. At least they should start to exercise.
No, start early. That would be the key message. I think that whenever you can do it, you can't wait till the New Year. I would say
start now.
Yeah, start now.
Yeah. All right, Doctor. Yeah. So nice to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming on EBC Radio and talking to our listeners. And looking forward to speaking to you more often and probably in coming New Year.
Yeah, for sure. I would want to wish my listeners a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and hopefully a healthy New Year for everybody.
Thank you, and same to you, Doctor. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Thank you.